Here at the Boehringer Ingelheim Foundation seminar, we're looking at ways to control this PRRS virus on an area and regional basis. And one of our presenters, Dr. Peter Davies, and I know you presented along with Enrique Mendaca, who I spoke with already. Let's first of all tell me a little bit about yourself and your background, though.
Okay, I'm an Australian native and a veterinary graduate of Melbourne in 1975, and so I've got 30-something years that I've been involved as a veterinarian, and 20-something as a in specifically with the swine industry. I've got a pretty devoid. My discipline area is in epidemiology, and I've got a fairly broad background in foodborne pathogen epidemiology. And for the last 8 or 9 years, I've been involved in disease surveillance systems and looking at using mapping applications to track disease at a regional level.
Well, I found that very fascinating, watching and listening to your presentation, because we get involved in this whole precision agriculture. You know, a lot of people think of that just as something that applies to a crop area, but you know what, with the mapping and the kind of data you're putting together, it looks to me like here's just another way we can look at precision. And to better understand that, explain what it is you were presenting that would apply to this PRRS virus.
Yeah. I think the most applicable part, firstly, I talked on two areas. One was on geographic information systems and mapping, and the other was in related to analyzing animal movements among regions and how we can go about that. I think immediately the most practical part is on the mapping side, and there's been enormous advances in technology, both in with respect to the software capabilities for mapping, but also general communications technology through the internet. So I guess took a guess that the best way to move this sort of technology in the industry was not to trying to get veterinarians and people in industry to learn complex software, but to actually develop some tools that where they could access, where all they have to do is know how to run a web browser and they can interact with the system that does the complex mapping things a long way from them. So we've spent the last couple of years in trying to develop systems that would be useful for swine practitioners, particularly, and also for companies to start having better information tools about where farms are and potentially where disease outbreaks are occurring to really understand what's going on in the field. Obviously, the biggest obstacle to get over is people getting adjusted to the idea that they'll be sharing information about their farm, about their disease status. But some of our other projects we've already made, there's already been a big change in attitudes among producers, because they're beginning to understand that there's more to be gained through sharing information than by hoarding information. So I think over the next few years we'll see, and again, as our industry will probably continue to consolidate a little, that larger players particularly will have bigger interests in trying to use information technology to manage their businesses.
So for this particular virus, have you been working on a project where right now you have some of that data that can be looked at in a map form?
We do. Obviously, it's one thing to have the tool. The other part is the data. One of the biggest obstacles we've had is actually getting good data on farm location, because some of the available public data have been fairly out of date. And we've set up the system so that actually the authorized users, and it's all password protected, so there's high integrity of the information, but authorized users are actually able to input location, latitude, longitude, location about farms. So so we can upgrade the quality of the location information, which is in itself is a really important step. With respect to application, we have our regional projects where we have the data inputted, and it's really just a simple database where you can maintain information about farms and an interface with mapping. We're about to launch into real-world application with several of the larger companies. We have a Minnesota PRRS eradication task force that's been working together for a few years, and one of the initiatives is to try and transfer this technology to that group. And now we've had a group of our five of our larger producers that are wanting to at least try the tool and see where it can lead us. So it's a very exciting time from a point of view of finally getting close to making it work.
Do you envision that being accomplish some point on a global basis?
I'm not sure. I think global's too big. I think a state is too small, but certainly on a Midwestern level or a Southeastern level. I'm totally convinced that by 2020, this will be very old hat and our industry will be using these tools in a fairly effective manner. I think our job is to really see how much we can reduce the lead time and move the industry forward.
Well, thank you very much. That's Dr. Peter Davies, who presented here at the Boehringer Ingelheim Foundation Seminar. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.